This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Time now to find out what dirty stuff a Lyft driver got up to.
All right.
Dave and Chuck the Freak's Pervert of the Day.
66-year-old Alabama Lyft driver is our pervert of the day.
Okay. It's terrifying right there.
It is. Alabama Lyft driver.
Oh, my God.
66-year-old.
Yeah. He's been accused of jerking it.
What?
In front of a woman traveling in the back seat of his rideshare car, and she had her baby with her, too.
Oh, my.
John Robertson, who's from Gulf Shores, Alabama, was arrested and charged with indecent exposure. Robinson's passenger called 911 reporting that her Lyft driver had masturbated during her ride.
It's a hell of a review to write.
How many stars do you give that?
One star.
Yeah.
Just one?
Just one star.
Yeah. That's as low as you can go, probably, right?
Yeah, I don't know if you can get no stars.
Here's the story of what happened here from the TV station NBC 15 down there in Alabama. Take a listen to their report.
Rachel Smith tells me she feared for hers and her child's safety yesterday morning as their Lyft driver exposed and fondled himself while they rode in the back seat.
I was really upset that I was put in that position, like to feel helpless, like I couldn't protect my baby.
It's a feeling Rachel Smith says won't go away. One day after filming a disturbing experience and fully allegedly involving a Lyft driver identified by police as 66-year-old John Robertson.
Who knows, you know, how many he's done it to? Who knows that I wasn't the turning point where he escalated and actually hurt somebody?
Smith says when Robertson picked her and her three-month-old son up on Keller Road yesterday morning, she noticed him looking at her in the rearview mirror.
In a remote area.
Him looking at me like dangerous. Three or four times, I noticed his like hand moving. He did it the whole time I was in the car. And as soon as I stood up to go to my destination, I saw what he was doing.
Smith says Robertson was exposed and fondling himself. Her cell phone video of the alleged incident is too graphic to show on air.
I'm trying to
be somewhere. Seen it. And Foley police say it corroborates her side of the story.
The driver appeared to be sexually gratifying himself. We do need to speak with him and get his side of the story. But from the evidence, it did occur.
Investigators say Robertson was tracked down today and arrested at his address in Gulf Shores.
I'm glad that he is being held accountable for what he put me through emotionally, because I'm still not the same. I'm still like pretty scared, you know.
I reached out to Lyft regarding the allegations. A representative told me the described behavior is deeply disturbing and they've deactivated Robertson as a driver. Smith says they've also apologized to her. In Baldwin County tonight, I'm Corey Pippen, NBC 15 News.
Well, we're good then.
That's hilarious. We're deeply disturbed by that. Sorry. He's gone.
Yeah.
But you think the video would be out there?
We're sorry.
I don't know, because it depends if she put it out there or she just turned it right into the cops right away.
Is there music playing?
Is that? Oh, yeah, the pervert of the day.
Oh, okay.
Like, well,
still a pervert. Still a pervert.
Okay.
I had a heart attack.
Yeah, me too. Like,
I couldn't hear it.
I thought it was just in my head at first. That was even scaring me more.
That's a scary thing.
When you think there's just music playing in your head. I mean, I've had it happen before, but I didn't want it to come back.
I want to stop.
Will you stop the music in my head? No, I don't see it anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I still hear it, Chuck. I'm not going
crazy.
To
one I
That's
can't.
The perfect madness level right there, the one you've just found.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Still hear it.
Oh, yeah.
There it is.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's how
there is some effed up. People do this, I guess. It's called risky masturbating, where they do it. This is the opposite. The driver's driving, and they're doing it in the back seat, and then
look at the name of that site.
I know.
That's incredible.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yes, I know.
Is it
F with a Q?
Oh my God! Mm-hmm. Goodness. Well, the driver's gonna see that, lady.
Goodness.
You're touching yourself all over.
Oh, there's countless numbers of these. Well, that's
the Uber driver pounding her in the back side.
In the Becca side.
Uber.
Wow,
there's so much Uber
in the
porn.
Beck side.
Holy hell, with the Uber porn.
Well, you know, it's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Everyone's got to take a... Yeah, you don't ask for that.
Big.
You don't ask for that, but you get it. Well, yeah, this was like there were a lot of like cam girl dares that involved this kind of thing.
Hmm.
Get them paid. You know, if you give me 20,000 things, I'll go do this.
You know, the headline, I didn't hear them mention it in the TV story, but the headline of the story says that he was masturbating while blasting sad opera music.
Hmm. You guys don't do that?
It's the only thing I masturbate to.
Like, does that Alabama woman just think it's sad opera music? Or
I think he was just covering up the noise.
Oh, you think?
Of the fapping.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see what you're saying. Just a distraction so she doesn't hear the sounds of sadness.
I'll take you and your baby somewhere.
Where are you going?
Where are y'all going?
It's horrifying. An Alabama Uber ride with this plane.
Yeah. I mean, you think you're going to die.
Dude, that's the darkest thing I've ever heard.
And then he pulls his Johnson out.
Man. I'm just trying to get my baby somewhere. There's another day now.
Her and her newborn were in the middle of nowhere in a forest.
My baby and I was walking down a remote road in Alabama.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, a cell phone tower pinged and I was able to get a lift. This man shows up. I'm pretty sure he was like some kind of weird, stupid Hannibal Lecter type. Yeah. He's like just as creepy as Hannibal Lecter, but with none of the brains.
Stupid, yeah.
No brain.
Got none of the brains.
Stupid Hannibal Lecter.
He did like a dumb Hannibal Lecter. Real stupid.
I like that idea.
I like the idea too of a dumb Hannibal Lecter. Yeah.
Toughened your nipples, didn't it?
Shut up, stupid Hannibal Lecter.
What kind of perfume you wearing? Tell me again about them lambs.
Oh, goodness. He'd have to have more of a southern name, though. It'd be like, you know, Southern Lecter. Like Hank Lecter. Something like that.
I'm Hank Lecter.
Yeah.
I'm the cousin
of Hannibal.
You may know my cousin Hannibal.
Yeah, he was pretty murdery.
Yeah.
I don't do any of that. I just jerk off to opera music. That's how I play
it. Twisted up, Hank.
That's how I play it. I didn't hit the books like old Hannibal. I didn't hit them books like old Hannibal at all.
Hank and Hannibal.
Yeah, the brothers. Our family reunion is just weird.
The brothers
weird.
Hannibal.
The brothers Hannibal.
Oh, Hank.
He's always drinking that weird wine. I've been to about 12 of his barbecues, and them's too fancy. That meat ain't right. I don't know what the hell that is. That ain't no... I like them. I'm a baby back rib kind of man.
You know, baby's back ribs?
Yeah, no, not baby's back ribs, you freaky deaky bastard you.
Oh,
hold on a second. I'm going to crank it. I do like his tunes, though. I'm going to crank this up and crank one out.
The Rascally Lecter Brothers.
Yep. There they are.
That's my cuz.
All right. Speaking of perverts, this guy, an idiot, he's a police captain in Seattle. But he was arrested when he tried to pick up a prostitute. That prostitute, an undercover cop.
Oh, jeez.
And it turns out this police captain was aware they'd be doing some stings in that area.
Right.
The story of how this played out from KIRO-TV. Let's take a listen in.
Almost everywhere you look along Aurora Avenue North, you'll typically see women walking and Seattle police patrolling. But on Wednesday around midnight, one of the women walking was an undercover SPD officer with uniform backup out of view. According to several sources, 53-year-old veteran Seattle Police Captain Randall Woolery offered the undercover officer $40 and he was arrested on the spot. Now, Woolery was one of five men arrested in the Aurora sting, and according to jail records, he was released in less than 30 minutes. Woolery works in SPD's Professional Standards Bureau, where he reviews officers' use of force. SPD says he's now on administrative leave, and he could face misdemeanor charges.
Through the minutes of June 20th.
Woolery was also elected as a fire commissioner in Snohomish County Fire District 7, which manages eight fire stations protecting 116,000 people. A spokesperson there directed our question back to SPD. Prostitution stings on Aurora have become common for Seattle police. 2 years ago, they set up fake massage parlors, put up an online ad, and they arrested dozens and dozens of men. The emphasis has been on arresting Johns instead of sex workers. In 2017, the Seattle city attorney told us,
"The whole idea is to try and put the business out of business."
No, that's never going to happen.
Come on now.
That's never going to goddamn happen.
The people who worked over the years with Captain Woolery told us he's always been admired for his integrity. And in fact, recently he was honored with an award for being inspirational within the Seattle Police Department.
Oh, he's an inspirational, right?
As long as there are dicks, there will be hookers.
Well, you nailed it.
Right.
That's it.
That means
you nailed it.
They'll never put it out of business.
Tale as old as time.
Yep.
Oldest profession in the world.
Yep. But you're an idiot when you're a police captain. And you know that there are stings going on that night in that area, but you still roll the dice? How desperate are you?
Yeah.
$40? What was he looking for $40?
Peter. That's exactly That's right.
Pure oral.
Little, yep. Little integrity. And a,
yeah.
And a Peter.
Yep.
He took a lot of those, like, Class Day picture photo type photos.
Sure did.
He did.
And now they come back to haunt him.
Yeah, they're all over the news.
It looks like he just asked for a beater in that one.
Hey. Would you mind?
Would you
mind
for $40, you know, going up, down on the...
Right here.
Anything like
that? Yeah, by car.
I have integrity.
I just want an award for integrity.
I'm an award-winning integrity-filled cop.
Would you blow me?
Please. Please, streetwalker.
Yeah.
$40.
Mm-mm.
That street, though, seemed quite busy.
Wow, man.
With
it's like hooker headquarters.
Yeah. A lot of hookers.
Holy, like, they took the shots of the streets, just women walking up and down.
I know. Oh,
they're just hooking.
That one area that I go to every day when I get off the freeway that was filled with hookers for a while.
They cracked out. Well, it's cold now.
It's cold, yeah. I guess that's it.
Mm-hmm. It's too cold for the hose.
It's cold.
Too cold for the hose.
It's going to be on my debut album.
It's too cold for the hose.
I will pre-order that album.
All right. I'll let you know when I finish writing all the rest of the songs.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. In other news this morning, more Popeye stories making headlines. Mm-hmm. A customer at a Popeye's restaurant in Texas was shocked when he witnessed a kid that looked about 8 or 9 working in the kitchen.
Hey, we need workers.
That's it, right?
Jesus.
Here's a picture. According to the customer, the boy looked to be no more than 9 years old handling raw chicken before giving it to some workers who went on to cook it.
I'm in the weeds, boys, please.
Okay, little Dave.
Please, I'm in the weeds. A little help here. I fell into the fryer.
This took place at a Popeye's location in a Dallas suburb known as The Colony. The source, who requested to stay anonymous, said the kitchen was very short-staffed and the restaurant had a line out the door with wait time surging over an hour for the new chicken sandwich, which had returned recently. They said, while I was there, there was only one person working the front counter and 4 employees in the kitchen. It was so insane. Never seen anything like it. At one point, another employee placed a bunch of orders in bags on the counter without calling order numbers because she had to run back to the kitchen to help prepare more sandwiches. It was that crazy. So it's like the owner's kid?
It's one of the workers' kids for sure. Yeah.
That's illegal.
Just gotta get these Popeye sandwiches out. Yeah, it's not allowed, but...
Nope. What's he doing, you think?
Yeah, he's making
chicken. Is he just coating the chicken? Mm-hmm. Is he coating it in like...
I think there was a video.
Unless it's going to come out that he's one of those, like, he's just like a person with one of those, like, Benjamin Buttons.
No. I love nice
he looks like a kid. I don't know if he's like that.
You
got that Benjamin
Sometimes
Buttons.
They look like kids.
You've been struck with the buttons.
Yep. No, he doesn't
Turns
have the buttons.
He's not a kid.
He doesn't have the buttons. I watched the video, and you could tell that he was
he's 25.
25 years old.
Chicken sandwich. But now comes this. Pictures of an 8-year-old child working in a Popeye's kitchen. What's going on? Here's Les Trent.
Oh, Les will get to the bottom.
It's a kid in the kitchen.
He looks at 25
the preparation of that insanely popular Popeye's chicken sandwich. He appears to be
None
about
the workers
8 years
care.
Old.
Nobody
can't
game.
Be more than 4 feet tall. A customer took the shocking video. There he is, wearing a Popeye's apron and sneakers, helping the overworked staff struggling to keep up with the chicken sandwich orders. The kid's father works at the restaurant. Another customer took this photo. Tell me what you saw behind the counter.
I noticed off to the side, there was a young boy who was working with the flour. I'm assuming the flour that they cooked the chicken in. And looked like he was working hard.
It happened at this Popeye's in Colony, Texas, outside Dallas. This is the latest crazy episode involving the demand for the chicken sandwich.
What's it take your kid to work
there? And even a fatal stabbing. It's against federal and state child labor laws to have a minor working.
Mm. Yeah, you can take your kid to work, but you can't put them to work.
Sure, they just have to get to work.
Yeah, to just work. Look.
Observe. You want to come here?
We'll come in here and Stella will be sitting there. And
exactly. That's next.
She'll be running
I'll
the
be
show.
Over there with headphones on.
Playing on an iPad.
That's it. That's a great idea.
Now here's Stella with the sports.
That's a perfect idea. In fact, that's what's happening next.
I like it.
Be a different show.
She won't know what to do with all these buttons.
No, she won't. We'll be out of here instantly.
An adventure.
I love just her pushing a button that she doesn't know.
Yeah.
She's just like, yeah.
She gets some stuff loaded in there for her.
Perfect.
Yeah. We'll make it work.
Let's do it. Yeah. By the way, one of Amber's little Indian cousins, you know, little girl, so cute. She's like, she has a little bit of an accent. It's like, Dave, have you tried the Popeyes?
The Popeyes?
The Popeyes. I'm like, what are Popeyes?
Yeah.
I thought it was like some sort of like whole boy pie or something. She's like, the Popeyes chicken. Like, now I always call it Popeyes.
Popeyes.
Oh. Gotta get
She's
that.
Super Popeyes. Advanced. She's like reading the newspaper.
Love the trouble of this.
Have you tried the Popeyes?
give us an update. What? Today, when you pass this joint.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, you see.
The fever's got to die down.
I could have went a couple days, but because the line wasn't out on the road.
Right.
I still didn't chance
just keep
it.
Keep an eye out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I will.
I'm very scared. I wish you could just order it in the mail.
In the mail, a chicken sandwich in the mail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what he wishes. That's what he wants.
It would be as good if they mail it to you.
That's what I would have. Oh, not as good. What did you think?
Real soggy.
Yeah. Doesn't travel well.
No,
especially not in the mail.
Or just like a kit or something. You could make them.
Well, I'll tell you this. If you had an 8-year-old kid that was making that chicken, you know I'm putting them to work at home.
Yeah.
Like, you go and learn, and you make that stuff here.
Make me those
so Chuck
chicken.
Is
make
going
some
to
fried chicken, so
Chuck is going to send his kid is to be a kitchen slave, then bring him home to make force him to make chicken sandwiches for daddy.
Apply what you've learned.
Exactly. Think about it.
Apply it.
Okay. That's illegal. I mean, not at home, but
exactly not at home.
Okay, so here's something that you guys will add to your list of things that you'll never do: swim in a lake in Africa.
Nope, I won't.
No, I'm not going to do that. 32-year-old guy named James Michael from London, and back in August, he and some friends went to Malawi.
Oh.
Malawi, how do you say that?
I think Malawi.
Malawi's right.
I don't know.
That's in Africa. They went swimming in a lake there. Well, apparently, while James was swimming in the lake...
Oh, no.
A parasitic worm managed to crawl into his body through his penis.
Right.
And it laid eggs inside of him.
Good night, sweet prince.
He didn't know it had happened till a while later when he started losing feeling in his legs and having spinal issues. It took the doctors a while to figure out why, but yeah, it was the parasite in his body. God. Fortunately, they were able to get him some medication that killed the worms that crawled up his dick. If doctors hadn't figured it out, he could have died.
Oh, sure.
Unfortunately for James, there will be some long-lasting effects.
No more boners.
The doctors have told him there's only about a 30% chance he'll make a full recovery 10 years from now. You don't want dick worm.
No.
No,
you shouldn't.
No. Because what did they do to his insides?
Yeah, well,
did they do to his insides?
They ate a bunch of important stuff in there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Real important little pieces.
They get in there.
Little fuses, little...
What? How? I was trying to say how. I am, because I'm thinking, like, how does that... What are the odds that it's going to get up in my swim shorts through that swim short barrier into the hole of my penis?
It's just a tiny little thing, right? Like, it's probably...
You're swimming around, your wiener's like...
Flippity-floppity.
Yeah. There's a million of these things probably in this lake. They're like, oh, he went and swam and...
But I don't think it'd be easy to get into my pee hole.
I bet I could get in there.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I could climb right in.
Pressure.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
I don't know.
They're always swimming up wiener holes, man.
Yeah, I think your wiener hole's way more easy to slide up.
Yeah, I mean, there's all kinds of parasites, amoebas that'll swim up that thing.
Love to know what it was called and what it looks like.
What was called the parasite?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What kind of worm was this?
Yeah, there's some nasty parasites, especially like a lake.
African lake, just the heat. The
ancient
heat.
Parasitic stuff.
Yep.
Oh.
Well, he contracted.
Schistomiasis.
Schistomiasis.
I hate that.
I got schistomiasis.
No. Is that him? Is that the pictures? Yes.
Yeah, that's him.
Oh, my God.
I just went for a little swim, and it turns out.
A bit of a swim.
A little piece of hell itself.
So that's him when he was there, doing fine.
That's him not feeling so great.
Oh, my God. Look at the acne.
See the world, they say.
That broke out on him. All from those dick worms.
He's got a beautiful butterfly gun tattoo.
Yeah,
it's two revolvers as the wings of the butterfly.
That's the stupidest tattoo.
Bang, bang.
I'm glad he had to deal with dick worms.
Yeah, well, sometimes you see white people get stuff.
There he is.
Him and his pals.
It was their trip of a lifetime holiday to Africa with three pals.
Mm. Well, you got a butterfly gun tattoo.
Well, I'll be honest, like it's...
Without treatment, affected organs can become permanently damaged. Your symptoms include high temperature,
diarrhea,
muscle pain, tummy pain, and an itchy rash.
Ooh, tummy pain.
So that's that rash he's got all over himself, which is nuts.
It looks like, well, they say it's severe acne. That's horrible.
That's acne?
That's what they say. He had a terrible acne.
Oh, my God. It gave you back acne on your butterfly tattoo?
Does all sorts of horrible things to you.
Jesus Christ.
Justin's so in New Boston has a comment. Hey, Justin, good morning.
Good morning, guys. So, fun little fact, or not so fun fact, is that these things are really, really small, so it's actually easy for them to swim into your urethra.
Okay.
And they're actually attracted to a chemical in your urine, so the guy probably was...
He peed.
Also
he
peed.
Peed in the... Don't pee in the lake.
Oh.
Get, you dirty pisser.
Yeah. I've peed in every lake I've ever been in.
You're lucky you didn't get dick worms.
Yeah.
All right, Justin. I've thanks for that pool info. Well, hope that stops all the body of water peers out there.
Yeah.
It's never going to stop me.
No.
Gross.
Laid eggs inside.
I hit that water, and it's time.
Man, the doctor could be telling me all the stuff. They'd be like, look, your organs is not good. It's going to be 10 years. I'd be like, am I going to be able to get hard?
Yeah, exactly.
Lay it to me straight, Doc.
You shoot me straight. You shoot me straight.
Oh, walking, sparking.
I don't care about the acne.
The acne's fine. Covers up my terrible tattoo.
Am I going to
be able to get a boner or not? I got dick worms.
All joking aside, that would be your number one concern. As a man, that would be your number one concern.
It's always my number one concern.
I don't care if I've got jelly spine or old back knee. Yeah. Am I going to be able to get around?
Jelly spine, I can deal with that, Doc. How one of my arms rotted off? Perfect. How's my wiener?
How's my wiener?
It turns out your wiener's fine.
Oh, good. You look good. There's a little sunshine.
Probably be just a pile of jelly and a wiener.
Nice.
That's all the way I've always dreamed it. That's what I am now. I'm a pile of jelly with a wiener.
Your skeleton is going to fail.
Oh, who needs one of those as long as I'm getting boners?
Yeah.
A bunch of guys saying now they're going to wear condoms when they go swimming.
Well, that's weird.
It's just one of those wrong wiener at the wrong right time.
Don't go in ancient African lakes.
Yeah, and more and more people saying it's because you peed in the water. That's how you get them.
Mm-hmm. It's a little karma for
you. He's going to put scotch tape over his
deal. Why when I pee in a lake, I always go to where I'm in up to my knees and then just pee in the lake.
Oh,
okay.
I just
get out and then pee from the side of the shore.
Oh, into the water? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys know they have bathrooms, right?
They're always jammed.
No, who has the time?
The foes are always all slippery, you know, and gross.
Full of daddy long legs.
It's a good thing you guys aren't in lakes very often.
Yeah.
Never
in a lake.
If I'm in a lake, boat incident happened.
A boat incident.
Boat incident happened if I'm in a lake.
Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, that's right. I'm like the only survivor if you find me in there. Capsized. Check me for dick worms. I know it. I got them. This show's going to make me scream out the weirdest stuff in an emergency.
Yeah, well.
Doctor, to test me for all the worms. I just swim up your urethra.
The man was found floating in Lake Erie, clutching his penis.
Yeah, I was clutching my wiener. I got it. No wiener worms for me. I don't know how long I can swim with one arm. Oh, God, I got to float.
You wind up in the mental ward.
Yeah, they're like, dude, you're healthy.
You kept screaming wiener worms.
But your brain's gone, Bob. Yeah. Your brain's gone. Dick worms.
Mr. Green's having a bad day.
I got the dick worms.
You need to give him some Medicaid-the-own AIDS.
Watch out.
See?
Help.
This show will mess you up.
He's screaming about brain amoebas and dick worms.
No wiener worms for me.
Watch out, guys, if you go swimming in African lakes.
Right.
Sure.
Maybe wear a condom if you're swimming in an African lake.
Yeah.
Or don't pee in it, too.
Yeah.
Also.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Okay, if you're smart enough to recognize there's no woman like a chubby woman, get yourself to Dubai because there's a bar there that's made for you. The bar called the Fusion Club in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates is offering a new special. Women get free drinks based on how much they weigh. So the chubbier you are, the more free drinks you get.
Outstanding.
For every pound, a woman weighs, she gets about 12 cents worth of drink credits. So a woman who weighs 110 pounds would get about $13.50 worth of free drinks. A woman who weighs 200 pounds, $24.60 worth of drinks.
Mm.
Women have the option to step on a scale at the entrance to the bar or just share their weight, and they show it to the bartender discreetly so no one else has to see it.
327.
Yep. 385. We're vacationing in the United Arab Emirates every year. That's where Bebop and I go.
I'm just looking for a Saudi prince who loves them big.
Oh, the two for deal. You get us, you get both.
The owner of the club says they're running the promotion through the end of the year because, quote, we wanted the ladies to surprise their partners and friends that it's good to gain weight.
Like them big there, huh?
I guess they do. I didn't realize that. I thought they were all about the Americanized standards.
I don't know.
We've seen a lot of the world, Bebop and I. We've seen Florida.
Yep.
Saw Montana.
Saw it one time.
Yeah. So now the only thing we had to cross off our checklist was the United Arab Emirates. So we flew out of there.
We were trying to become stewardesses.
That's right. They didn't. We're having it.
No.
We're having it.
No.
But we did find a bar where we get free drinks. And now we're married to a Saudi prince.
Both of us.
Yeah. Oh, wow. He has both of you ladies.
Yeah, that's right.
We're an harem of big girls.
Huge harem.
Biggest harem.
Biggest harem you'd ever see.
Speaking of people that like to drink, maybe the big girls would like this. Pabst Blue Ribbon just started selling their new 99 packs of beer.
PBR.
You ladies want 99 beers?
Yeah,
we're going to need 99.
They're calling it the family pack.
Look at that thing.
Look at that old man.
Look at that thing.
Hey, man, I'm so blessed.
The packs come in long, narrow box. It looks to be several feet long. You probably need two people to carry
it. That's really funny, actually.
There's a picture of this up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see how big it is. Costs $175.
Oh.
Works out to about $1.76 a beer.
Well,
so
yeah,
you're paying for the gimmick,
beers.
Though. But listen, I thought, oh, that's not too bad. No, if you buy a 30-pack of PBR, it works out to 67 cents a can.
Oh, so you're paying more?
So you're actually paying for the gimmick.
Yeah.
You're paying for the gimmick.
But at the same time, that's hilarious. One dude comes into a party with that on his shoulder.
Yeah. I like the idea of it's like on his shoulder and you can't see like the long part of it. And then he's like, I got the beer, boys.
Yeah.
My dad and his buddy Randy could drink all that.
Oh, my God. 99 beers?
It wouldn't fit in my car.
Mm-hmm. No, you'd have to have it out your trunk.
Mm-hmm. More of a truck.
Can you imagine if you saw me driving by with that thing sticking out my hatchback?
I can't imagine it. I can't. I don't know why, but I can imagine.
Something's happened to Lisa. Lisa broke.
Yep. Lisa's heading to the Kid Rock cruise.
Let her through. That's Lisa. Wait. She has 99 beers.
She's got two of them cases.
Two of them.
I roll up to your party with
98 beers.
Lisa brought 198 beers to her party. They were all
she
for
knows
her.
How to party.
Yeah.
She knows how to party, that girl.
Lisa! She's here! Yes, 189 beers! 198 beers! She did it!
Lisa!
You did it! Hell yeah, girl! All hell! 198 beers?
She just did the know me honk.
Strapped him to your roof. You rule. Hell yeah. Woo! Get after it, Lisa. Get after it. You're going to call the cops. You keep honking like that. Yeah, you know that.
That's noise pollution, Lisa. Come on, settle down.
You are wild. You're just honking incessantly.
Goodness. Awesome. I would do it for the joke. I would.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. The joke is worth the money, really.
Right. Funny. It is.
That's why they're going to sell money.
Luckily, everyone listening to this show can get them. They are available in Massachusetts, in Michigan, and Florida, as well as a few other states. So look for the retailer near you selling 99 packs of Pabst Blue Ribbon for about $175. Again, the link to the article is at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you want to see what they look like. But it would be definitely fun to walk into a party.
Like the fact that two people have to carry.
Yeah,
you need two people.
We'll come on help you.
That's incredible.
It's pretty amazing.
Yes.
Look at Lisa having a great time.
Yeah, guys.
Dream come true.
Here's Lisa coming to your party. She put a ribbon on it.
It is. It's for the Instagram joke.
Yeah,
it is.
They're kind of smart. It's kind of a genius. It was a way for them to sell 99 beers.
And they're a hipster beer.
Yeah. 99 beers, way more than they would have sold them if they sold them in like 30 packs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You folks at Pabst got some stuff figured out.
Yeah. Not all of it, but.
Well.
Not all of it.
The beer part.
They got a couple of weird tricks up their sleeve.
Yeah, cool case idea.
Not the sales part or the ingredients part or the flavor part, but
outside of that.
Outside of that, they got
figured out.
They'll stick 99 of them in a box for you.
Yeah, they sure will. Family pack. So do you guys think that the government should buy sex dolls for the lonely?
No.
Whoa, no.
Whoa, no.
Well, a businesswoman wants the British government to buy sex dolls for the depressed and lonely. Mm. Here's the catch. She is the boss of the sex doll company.
Oh, so that's a little conflict of interest.
Yes. Jade Stanley, though, is in line for a major business award after medics backed the help her products have given those tortured by anxiety and loneliness. So, like, doctors are saying, yeah, there is something to this. It definitely could help people. She wants the government to use her 5,000 pound or $6,500 U.S. sex dolls to help those who feel trapped and isolated. And psychiatrists have endorsed the qualities of the dolls.
Very nice.
They call it a bereavement doll. They say it could help widowers.
Wow, what a thing. What a thing to drop off after you've just lost someone.
Yeah, sorry for your loss.
Here's your government sex doll.
Toss it in the bin.
Where do you want it?
Where do you want it?
Where do you want this thing? Her legs ain't on. You're going to have to do that yourself. It's a government doll.
Imagine what a government doll looks like.
You're right.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
No, it's not the good ones, Lise. No. Oh, yeah. It's not like, the good ones.
It'd be like the Pabst Blue Ribbon of sex dolls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a bad one.
We're going to blow it out for you.
Face. There you go.
Man, it's hard blowing these up.
You're sad, huh?
You just lose somebody.
This one, the eyes is where the lips are supposed to be.
Got twisted sand rides.
It's a government sex doll, man. You must be real sad. You banging that thing. Bang your bereavement away.
Beggars can't be choosers, you know what I mean?
Oh. So they say that a small percentage of the dolls sold to help anxiety issues are even used for sex. Most just want a companion around the house. So they're not even banging them. They're just like using them as a friend.
Can I tell you right now?
I'm sitting at the dining room
giving
table.
Giving in to sad.
Yeah. If I get one of these, I'm banging the hell out of it. That'd be the only thing I'd ever do with it. Well, that'd be the only thing I'd ever do with it.
Of course.
I'm going to bang it nonstop, but I'm not going to play with it.
I'm not going to hang out with it. Have dinner with it. And I'm
no.
Not
gonna... You're not going to set up at the table and dine with it.
No, dressing it up, putting a nice little dress on it.
Go swimming in the lake with it.
Or some cowboy boots.
You hope not. You hope you're not going to. Until then, you fall in love with it.
Yeah, it could be your greatest partner.
Special delivery, your government sex dolls here. You're real sad. Here you go, fella. Sign right here. Yeah, it's heavy. As I told you, you watch that.
It's made of cement.
It's quality. Sign right here.
There you go.
Oh. Yeah, there's the woman who's... wants the government to buy sex dolls from
the that's not
them,
what you get. You don't get
you're
her
not getting her top of the line. Yeah.
No. Some pictures of them here.
Yeah.
Sex dolls more realistic than she was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Well, government sex dolls could be soon coming to the UK if she gets her way. I just don't see it happening.
Oh, no.
All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, it sucks to be old. How was an old dude involved in a reverse bank robbery? Let's get to that.
It sucks to be old.
This is kind of like a reverse bank robbery because there's a 19-year-old guy named Nathan Newell from Maryland. He's a bank teller at a Freedom Federal Credit Union branch. So he's working the other day. 78-year-old guy comes in to make a big withdrawal.
Oh, yeah.
$30,000! $30,000! $30,000 in fives!
In fives?
You want that on fives, sir?
Fives!
Okay. Fine. So,
I'm going to count it.
Nathan was his teller.
Aye.
His address is right there on the screen.
Okay.
Later that night, Nathan goes to the old guy's house, forced his way in, and robbed him.
Give me that money, old drummer!
What money?
Nathan.
Nathan!
You know him.
I go to the bank all the goddamn time, Nathan. It's right.
Oh, no.
Oh, you're
I'm totally not Nathan. It's not me.
Nathan!
Oh, you know me. You come in every day.
What's up, Nate?
I haven't thought this through. Give me all those fives.
Nathan
it's
ran off.
Fives.
Nathan ran off when the old guy's 57-year-old stepdaughter pulled a gun and threatened to call the cops. The cops were able to put the pieces together. They arrested Nathan at the bank within 2 days. Nathan has been charged with robbery, burglary, assault, and home invasion. There's Nathan's mugshot that's up at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.net.
He's the bank teller?
Yeah.
Nathan.
He's the bank teller.
Tough times at the bank.
Oh, man.
I knew he was troubled. I prefer Sandra.
Sandy, don't tell Nate. I need $30,000 in fives.
Watch your old people making big withdrawals at the bank, though.
Yeah.
Come on.
They love it. They love doing that.
I know they do.
They're always got big purchases.
7,514!
Thought the Price is Right. This is your bank account.
Yep, bad idea.
Casino!
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.